You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Responded to the criticism that the global response was what was needed in the fight against the outbreak of Ebola. I'm John Clemens.
President Obama's message to Republicans to stop attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act is falling on deaf ears. Wyoming Senator John Barroso tells Fox News on the record that the fifth anniversary of Obamacare needs to be the last.
The Republicans are ready to make sure that we can protect the people, but not protect this awful health care law itself by forming a bridge, an off-ramp, to get these people to making decisions at a state level where they can get better coverage and better care.
Wyoming Senator John Barroso tells Fox News on the record that the president has no fallback plan if Obamacare subsidies are overturned by the Supreme Court.
He said they had no plan because they thought that the Supreme Court would rule their way. He said we have 5 million happy people, he said, and I know who they are.
Join us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Time is 10:04. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. We're at 28 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Flemington. Winds are 3 miles an hour, gusting up to 10 from the north. Today is Tuesday, March 24th. Sun and clouds mixed today, a high around 45, winds light and variable. Clear skies and a low of 27 tonight, winds light and variable, and a mix of clouds and sun in the morning tomorrow, followed by cloudy skies during the afternoon, a high of 49. Showers on Wednesday night, continuing into Thursday morning, then remaining cloudy with thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, a high of 66, chance of rain 90%. Those showers and thunderstorms continue into Friday, the 27th, for mostly cloudy skies and a high of 51. On Saturday, mostly cloudy skies early will become partly cloudy later in the day, a high of 38, and generally sunny despite a few afternoon clouds, a high of 47 on Sunday. Temperatures in our area right now, I have 30 in Alexandria, 33 in town of Clinton, 28 in Franklin, 31 in Ringo's, 33 in Raritan, 32 in White House Station. It's time for a little tech today on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Welcome to Tech Today on HuntonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner who never has time to improve his or her business We do that by accomplishing your wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology so the consumers, be they seeking solutions for personal or business use, can be better informed when making purchasing decisions or hiring individuals to carry out technological decisions. Each week, I will focus on topics about technology. Segments will include technology news, the latest apps, buying advice for hardware and software, and answering your questions. To contact me during the show, go to Tech Today on Facebook. Email me at goodmorning@huntingchamberradio.com. Studio hotline here, 908-237-0410. And if you need to get me outside of the studio, bluepantherbiz.com is my company website. All right, here we are. It's Tuesday, March 24th, and continue to show you evidence that the world of streaming is coming more and more popular, and there's nothing more evident than the fact that now the cable services are starting to show TV channels in a streaming format. So there's an article here from March 16th written by Emily Steele from the New York Times. It says, Cablevision to offer HBO Now streaming service for internet customers. So Cablevision said on Monday that it would offer HBO's new internet streaming service, HBO Now, becoming the first cable provider to announce plans to distribute the service, which does not require a traditional TV subscription. HBO Now, which will offer all of HBO's original programming, will make its debut in early April, coinciding with the start of the new season of Game of Thrones. Cablevision said it would provide pricing and other details in the coming weeks. HBO unveiled the service last week at an Apple product event, during which the companies highlighted Apple's exclusive early distribution of the new service. That agreement with Apple will last 3 months and applies only to other digital outlets. But the traditional cable, satellite, and telecom companies that sell HBO as part of television bundles. Through Apple, HBO Now will cost $15 a month. Some traditional distributors have been receptive to the new service, but others have resisted. HBO executives said last week the service represents a broader transformation in the television business, as it is intended to attract the rising number of people who watch television via streaming. Cablevision executives said they were providing more choice to their internet customers. We're enabling Optimum Online customers to enjoy content in any way they choose to receive it. Kristen Dolan, Cablevision's chief operating officer, said in a statement, Cablevision will continue to meet the evolving needs of our customers. Well, how do you get change? Well, the basic way you get change is by making changes. And so it's pretty obvious now that HBO and Cablevision and Apple all are starting to recognize that people are, in fact, cutting the cord. One of the other pet peeves of cable is the bundling of channels that you don't necessarily want. So you keep paying more money for channels that you continue to bypass and, in fact, are getting in the way of things you actually want to watch. So now HBO has figured out, well, if I can avoid bundling, I'll just offer you $15 a month and you'll get everything that we're all about. And that's it. You don't have to buy anything else. Cablevision doing the same thing by offering it to you. Cutting the cord, well, and you're giving back your cable box. Cablevision's recognizing that as a loss of revenue streams. So how better to get it back by receiving or providing you the opportunity through your internet connection and streaming. The bad news is for them, anyway, that I feel it's kind of, first of all, they're behind the curve. People have been streaming stuff like this all along. And like it or not, Cablevision and HBO, there are ways to get your service in a different manner for a much cheaper price. So it's definitely going to solve a gap that they're missing. It's going to solve a gap that certain customers are missing, but the savvy technological customers don't have to buy into whatever the new thing you're selling. It is 11 after 10. I thought this was bizarre. How about this? CNN Money reports that you can send your texts 25 years into the future. Jillian Eugenios writes this on money.cnn.com that you can imagine getting a voicemail from your grandmother years after her death or on your 18th birthday, a video of your dad rocking you to sleep as a baby. It's possible now thanks to a new app that lets users send texts, photos, videos, and voicemails up to 25 years into the future. The app is called Incubate, the time delay messenger, launched this month. While there are some similar apps, this one is special because of its focus on social networking. Everyone has a need to send a strategically timed message, whether they know it or not, said co-founder Michael McClooney. McClooney, a serial entrepreneur with a background in real estate and tech, ran the idea of a digital time capsule by friends at Google and Facebook a few years ago. They were encouraging, so he set out to build it. As he developed the app, he kept the focus on engaging users. People get hooked because they know when they've been sent something, and the anticipation keeps them interested. Emotionally, that's the component that resonates really, really well, McClooney said. A user always knows the total number of messages they are incubating and who sent them, but not when they'll be delivered. The company described it as an untapped memory bank waiting to be discovered. People have to download the free app in order to send or receive messages, and there's always a way for parents to build up messages for their kids before they have a phone. McClooney wouldn't say how many people have downloaded Incubate so far, but he says engagement has been strong and the company is nearing its seed funding goal of $500,000. There are already two hashtags people are using in relation to the app. One is Drinkubating, which is a hashtag in front. That's been pretty popular, McClooney said. That's when one of your drunk friends does something stupid, and you can remind them of it days, weeks, or even years into the future. Much less romantic than using the app on your wedding day and sending your beloved a message years later. There's also Incubating, where friends will set messages to be delivered on a certain day, flooding that person's phone with messages, videos, and photos. That's been a big hit with the kids. It's 10:14. We're going to take a break. I'll be right back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you tired of the limitations of your small office shredder? Do you need to be compliant with federal regulations regarding the disposal of sensitive information? Are you concerned about identity theft? If so, then call AssureShred. AssureShred will provide your company customized on-site document destruction service that fulfills regulatory requirements and at the same time protects your organization from the consequences of the improper disposal of sensitive information. To obtain a free quote or to schedule an appointment, call AssureShred at 877-466-1566 today. That's 877-466-1566. Hi, my name is Debbie Lentenny of AssureShred. I love being a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Active involvement in it has given us numerous opportunities to meet other business owners and simultaneously has helped AssureShred to grow.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Almost every week, I am talking about some hack, some problem that has been going on in the world of the internet. And I have an article here from Slate.com, which says, "Make hackers' jobs harder. Scatter the pieces of your personal data so bad actors can't assemble the puzzle." Let me just take that analogy one step further. One of the things I have at home, yes, I still do use paper at some point, is a shredder. And the shredder that I have is a crosscut shredder. So when you take your documents that you're not using anymore, or old personal files, and you put them through the shredder, they are cut up into extremely small pieces. If I was going to dump that into a waste paper basket or a recycle bin, it would have to be a miracle for the person trying to achieve getting my information off of that paper by finding all the pieces and putting them back together so he could or she could learn the information on it. Much harder if everything is on one piece of paper and they simply just pull that piece of paper out of the recycling bin. Got to do the same thing with your data, says Slate. Jordan McCarthy wrote this article, which has a lot of different tips. It also kind of describes the environment that we're in at this point. It said, "It's nearly impossible to participate in modern society without entrusting your most sensitive personal information to countless internet-based systems. At the time, even the most well-resourced organizations are being hammered by sophisticated digital attacks, making it difficult to trust that any of these systems will keep our information safe. So the question debated at the highest level of government and by dozens of industries, thousands of companies, and millions of consumers is, how can you keep your personal information secure while continuing to participate in a society powered by the extensive sharing of personal information? However, that's probably not the question we should be asking. Personal cybersecurity discussions are generally based on the idea that personal data are secrets to be guarded. This understanding is fundamentally inadequate in a world in which personal information is treated like currency by everyone who voluntarily broadcasts his or her likes and check-ins to the world to build a loyal following, and by the criminals who collect and convert that information back into monetary value by stealing their targets' identities. To address the challenges posed by the always-on sharing economy, we need to shift the way we think about personal security. Of course, we should all do what we can to keep our most sensitive information private, but we should supplement those traditional practices with new behaviors and systems that make it difficult to actually do anything with exposed information. Barring some other kind of authorization, pieces of personal information should by themselves not be allowed to unlock anything. Instead, they should act like puzzle pieces lying on a table, visible to everyone, but very difficult to fit together without additional information. There can be little doubt that our traditional approaches to online security are proving to be woefully inefficient at combating today's digital threats. For one thing, much of the advice consumers have been given for improving their online security, including choosing long and unique passwords for each site, keeping local software up to date, and using antivirus software, focuses on keeping individual PCs safe from direct attacks. While such safeguards are crucial components of making the internet as a whole safer, they unfortunately don't do much to help individual users protect the data they have surrendered to remote databases. Yet, malicious hackers have little incentive to target individual PCs when they can instead attack databases in which millions of consumers' personal info records are collected. And judging by the recent procession of high-profile breaches involving Target, Home Depot, Sony, Anthem, and others, many of these databases are far more vulnerable to attack than they should be. So how do we do it? Well, here are some of the pieces of advice. The approach to personal security, while still generally reviewed as advanced, is neither new nor particularly difficult to adopt. In fact, there are several quick and easy ways for individuals to enact exactly these kinds of safeguards right now. Here we go. Dual-factor authentication. The principle behind dual-factor authentication is that passwords can be compromised far too easily to allow them to serve as authorization mechanisms by themselves. Sites and services equipped with dual-factor authentication capabilities require users to supply multiple types of information to confirm who they are, generally some combination of something you know, have, or are. Many such sites encourage you to register a phone number, something you have, and in the event that the site detects you are trying to log in from a new device or network address, that is, your local, something you are, has changed. It will text that number in one-time code that will must enter to gain access to the site. Because dual-factor authentication combines multiple modes of identification, enabling it makes it nearly impossible, even for someone who has your full life history, to break into your account. So, the deal is that and I've seen this with my banks mostly now, that when I log in on my mobile phone to a bank, my bank account on my website, on their website, it will say, oh, I noticed you came in from a new device, and it'll say, we're going to text you a code or we're going to email you a code that you have to type in to this website. So for me, it's pretty easy. I get the code and I type it in. But if somebody was breaking into my bank account, it would still text me the code, and I'd say, whoa, I wasn't even on that account, therefore I'm not going to allow access. So that's one way of doing it. If you lose access to your usual phone number, for instance, if you are traveling abroad, dual-factor authentication will be just as effective at keeping you out of your account as a hypothetical attacker. However, sites that support dual-factor authentication almost always offer you the option of downloading a set of emergency codes that will let you into your account even when you cannot complete your standard dual-factor authentication routine. Support for dual-factor authentication is growing rapidly, and some sites employ basic forms of it by default. But dual-factor authentication is still generally seen as an advanced feature, and many sites leave it off by default. The only other problem I would say before we move off from that is some people are going to see that as a nuisance because chances are they are traveling or they're using their phone and they need that answer rather quickly, and now they have to deal with another piece of information and process and action which is slowing down their need for that information. You got to have to prepare yourself for the patience to be vigilant and say, this is a good thing. I need to just deal with this and get over it. Because complaining about it is simply breaching or asking to have your account breached at some point. Establish a credit freeze. Applies the principles of dual-factor authentication to credit bureaus, disallowing almost all access to your profile at each agency until you explicitly revoke the freeze with a phone call. Because the first step of opening a new credit account is almost always a credit check, by instituting a credit freeze, you immediately protect yourself from many of the worst consequences of ID theft. Your hypothetical attacker may have your Social Security number passed to home addresses and mother's maiden name, but as long as the freeze is in place, that information cannot be used to open fraudulent accounts in your name. Admittedly, the process of setting up a credit freeze is somewhat cumbersome and requires you to file 3 separate requests and pay 3 $10 fees and to each of the credit bureaus. That's why the only people who usually bother to do this are those who have already suffered identity theft. But given that opening a new credit card often requires nothing but the very same information that's stored in those corporate databases that keep from being breached, the hassle is probably well worth it, even for people who haven't yet been compromised. Make local copies of all your important account statements and check them every month. There is a limited amount that you can do in the event that a sophisticated hacker breaks into your bank's internal systems and starts moving money around, as happened recently in J.P. Morgan Chase and a slew of other banks around the world. But what you can do is to maintain your own copies of statements for all of your important accounts by downloading them to your local PC and quickly skimming them for unexpected surprises. If something strange does suddenly appear, you will have a paper trail to back up your complaints. Consider how your accounts are linked and use bogus information for security questions. As various prominent people have learned the hard way, password recovery mechanisms can introduce extreme vulnerabilities into an otherwise secure account. They may allow an attacker to gain access by first compromising a less secure recovery email account, or even by simply supplying a few pieces of public available personal information about the account holder. Farhad Manju explained in great detail the importance of making sure that the designated recovery email address for all of your important logins points to a maximally secure account that you use only for that purpose. But you should also make sure that the answers to your security questions are incredibly obscure, or better yet, outright but memorable lies. The best way to make private information useless to an attacker is to refuse, wherever possible, to allow that information to be used to validate your identity. And that brings us to keep important secrets secret. While the old school of thought in information security may no longer be quite up to the task of combating the threats of today's internet, some of those venerable ideas still have considerable merit. In particular, the only way to keep something of the highest importance safe is to never disclose it. While it is almost certainly impossible to keep your Social Security number out of vulnerable databases, it is least worth putting up a fight when someone who has no legitimate need for it asks you to divulge it, online or off. Unfortunately, Social Security numbers are sufficiently powerful identifiers that there is probably no way to render them completely useless to an attacker, at least not until corporate and government policy evolves to make sure static numerical identifiers only one of the several puzzle pieces required to conclusively confirm identity. So there you have it, a couple of ideas to do, but the biggest one is you have to get into a mindset of making sure that you are prepared to do a little bit extra to keep yourself safe. We're at the halfway mark. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today in a moment.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. France's president says no one is likely to have survived today's plane crash in the southern French Alps.
There were 148 people on board. The conditions of the accident, the reasons for which have not yet been verified, indicate that there have been no survivors.
President François Hollande, through an interpreter, says he expects a significant number of German victims. He said the location of the crash, thousands of feet up in the Alps, will be particularly hard to access. The Airbus A320 was headed to Dusseldorf from Barcelona when it went down with at least 148 people on board. Ted Cruz's presidential campaign is underway and on the air. Cruz said on NBC's Today Show he needs a broad base of support for this run. Cruz announced his candidacy Monday at Virginia's Liberty University. Cruz plans to continue a fundraising tour this week through New York City. President Obama is meeting with Afghanistan's new president, Ashraf Ghani, at the White House today. Obama is expected to assure Ghani that the U.S. wants a strong and enduring partnership with Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, my name is Don Azleton, and I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobil Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine. Wait, it's next Thursday. Garbage day is next Thursday. Mobil Super, for a long engine life.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99. Offer valid on SKU 300469, in-store and online, and 328 while supplies last. See store, staples.com, for details.
It's Diabetes Alert Day today, and Dr. David Moraro says small changes can have a big impact on your risk.
We now know from very good research that if you lose 7% of your starting body weight, for a person, for example, of 200 pounds, that would be about 15 pounds, you can reduce that risk significantly.
The American Diabetes Association uses today to challenge all Americans to take a diabetes risk test, which can tell if you're at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. An estimated 30 million people in the U.S. have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Another 86 million have prediabetes or high blood pressure levels. Experts say the most at risk developing diabetes are overweight, sedentary, and over the age of 45. Dr. David Moraro with the American Diabetes Association says type 2 diabetes cannot be overlooked.
There is a significant and growing prevalence of type 2 diabetes in the United States, and that people need to find out if they are in fact at risk for developing this disease.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what you went through last year, answering questions like, did you get a new job, is much simpler. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
The 25th annual Just Pray No Worldwide Weekend of Prayer and Fasting for the Addicted is scheduled for April 11th and 12th. USA's Russ Jones explains that addiction to prescription drugs is a growing concern.
Just Pray No is calling for global prayer on behalf of those bound by alcoholism, drug addiction, and other life-controlling compulsions. Founder and author Stephen Sherman says drugs are more potent than any time in history.
The people who are on maintenance medications, especially psychotropic drugs, and these have the potential to be very addicted. So we have people who have become addicted because of their addiction to their own prescriptions.
Sherman also maintains communities and families have become desensitized to drug abuse.
We are so sold on instant relief, and certain things take time to heal them. If somebody's having a problem with sleep or somebody's having a problem with depression, very often those things can be treated in other ways.
He adds that substance abuse is a major source of income for organized crime and terrorist activities. I'm Russ Jones.
The number of people killed in crashes linked to faulty General Motors ignition switches is growing. Seven more death claims related to the switches on GM vehicles are being approved for compensation from the fund set up by the company. Attorney Kenneth Feinberg says his office updated the new claims Monday, bringing the total number of deaths attributed to the problem to 74. I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
It's 10:37. It's time for Hunterdon Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, we're at 29 degrees and partly cloudy skies. Calm winds gusting up to 10 miles an hour. Sunshine and clouds mixed, a high near 45 today, winds light and variable. Clear skies tonight, a low of 27. A mix of clouds and sun early tomorrow. Cloudy later in the day, 49. On Thursday, thunderstorms, followed by a period of rain early. High 66, winds south at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Friday, mostly cloudy skies and a high of 51. Considerable clouds early and decrease of clouds later in the day on Saturday, a high of only 38. And overcast, sunshine and some clouds and a high of 47 on Sunday. Our temperatures in the area right now, 30 right in the middle of the county, 32 up in Highbridge, 32 in Ringos, and 32 in Raritan. Time for more of Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. More evidence of the world of streaming and how everybody's starting to figure it out. CNET.com wrote an article here by Digital Media. Says NFL plans internet-only national broadcast of a game. Fans not in the team's home markets will have to tune in to an as yet unchosen internet company to catch this season's game between the Jaguars and the Bills. On the 23rd, Steve Musil said, the NFL is planning to give the ball to the internet next season. The National Football League intends to sell the national digital distribution rights of a regular season game this year to an internet company, an NFL representative confirmed Monday. The move represents the first time that pro football fans will have to look somewhere other than TV to watch a game broadcast. Quote, this marks the first time the NFL will use a distribution other than, we just read that, said Brian McCarthy, Vice President of Communications for the NFL. While the October 25th game between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Buffalo Bills will still be broadcast on free over-the-air channels in the team's home markets, fans in other markets will only be able to watch it on the internet. The game will not be made available to subscribers of DirecTV's Sunday Ticket programming package, which broadcast all out-of-market games nationally. The digital rights for the game are being shopped around for major internet companies such as YouTube or Facebook, according to the Wall Street Journal, which first reported the move. No distributor has been chosen, McCarthy said, and it's not clear when the bids are due. Representatives for YouTube and Facebook did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The move may represent the beginning of a new distribution channel for the NFL, which has long relied on TV to reach fans and generate sizable revenue. The NFL inked new 9-year broadcast contract extensions with CBS, Fox, and NBC that will reportedly earn the league an estimated $3 billion to $4 billion a year. The NFL has long sought to expand the reach of its games beyond traditional over-the-air broadcasts. In 2003, the NFL launched its NFL channel, and 3 years later began broadcasting regular season games played on Thursdays, as well as draft coverage and documentaries. The week 7 game being played in London's Wembley Stadium is scheduled to start at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. So there you have it. That's going to be pretty interesting. So you see that the NFL is starting to realize that TV, as it is today, is a different format. And what's really going to happen at some point is the world of cutting the cord, so to speak, is really going to be taking place. We're going to eventually give up the coaxial cable that we plug into our TVs or into a box. And eventually our TV is just going to be a very large screen, a TV, a PC screen or a laptop screen. And we're going to use that. And the internet will be our conduit of TV programming. 10:42, and here's some more evidence of it. CNET says that Hulu vets launch Vessel, a premium mini YouTube with a price tag. New video site Vessel wants consumers to pay $2.99 a month, that's $2.99 a month, for early access to clips from online stars. The big question, will consumers actually sign up, says Joan E. Salzman on March 24th. Says, YouTube may have 300 hours of video uploaded every minute, but new service Vessel believes there's room for more. Vessel, an online service for short videos, launched Tuesday as the HBO to YouTube's massive public access network. People who pay $2.99 a month get early access to clips from video creators who already have big followings. Consumers of web video care so deeply about the video they are willing to pay to get it early, said Jason Kilar, Vessel's co-founder and the former chief executive at Hulu. First adopters won't need to make their choice. Vessel is offering a free subscription for a year to anyone who signs up through Thursday. Consumers are watching more video on mobile devices, and YouTube, backed by the might of Google, has become the undisputed leader in delivering it. While YouTube can't be beat for reach, some creators complain that YouTube doesn't pay them at levels commensurate with the size of their audiences. Vessel aims to address that issue, believing it will attract the best content and the viewers will follow. The new service will share 70% of advertising revenue and 60% of subscription revenue with content providers. YouTube doesn't disclose the terms of its deals with creators, which can vary widely, but its standard revenue share is widely known to be 55% of advertising revenue. Its top creators have more lucrative terms under a program called Google Preferred. Formed by Kilar and Hulu's former chief technology officer Richard Tom, Vessel's emphasis is on short-term clips, and many of its marquee faces are familiar from Google's giant site. But Vessel differs from YouTube by hosting only established video makers, asking viewers to pay for early access to clips, and offering creators a bigger cut of the rewards. It's like the 1979 introduction of cable, Kilar said. Consumers got better product, and it brought in a business model that didn't exist before, which is subscription. YouTube has offered a paid channels option to individual content providers since 2013, but it never gained widespread traction. The question for Vessel is whether consumers will pay for content they can get for free 3 days later. All right, so we'll see what's going on. There's always somebody out there. There's people that just have to be in the know and be able to come up to you at the water cooler and say, oh, did you see so-and-so's video clip? There's just those types of people. They're the same ones that buy the iPhone because they waited in line for 6 days to get it. They're the same ones that trade in their golf clubs every year. They're the same ones that buy the new model of a Cadillac. There's always somebody out there that needs to be the first one, because that's how they get their personal credibility. And YouTube and Vessel is just going to capitalize on that. It's 10:46. We're going to take a break and do a station ID. I'll be right back with more of Tech Today in a moment.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You shouldn't give for the accolades. You shouldn't give for the back pats. You shouldn't give for the tax breaks either. At Jersey Mike's, we think you should give for one reason and one reason only: to give. Come in to any Jersey Mike's location during March for our month of giving and join us as we help support local charities across the country all month long. It's your chance to get a tasty sub sandwich and help do something good for the community you call home. And on Wednesday, March 25th, Jersey Mike's is proud to be donating 100% of sales to a charity right in your own backyard. Jersey Mike's. Help nourish. Help flourish. Be a sub above.
It's 10:49. You're listening to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Facebook continues to be in the news, and soon they'll be broadcasting that news about them on themselves. Facebook may host news sites content, says Ravi Somaya and Mike Isaac and Vindu Goel on March 23rd. This is on the NewYorkTimes.com, and it says, "Nothing attracts news organizations like Facebook, and nothing makes them more nervous. With 1.4 billion users, the social media site has become a vital source of traffic for publishers looking to reach an increasingly fragmented audience glued to smartphones. In recent months, Facebook has been quietly holding talks with at least a half a dozen of media companies about hosting their content inside Facebook rather than making users tap a link to go to an external site. Such a plan would represent a leap of faith for news organizations accustomed to keeping their readers within their own ecosystems, as well as accumulating valuable data on them. Facebook has been trying to allay their fears, according to several of the people briefed on the talks, who spoke on condition of anonymity because they were bound by non-disclosure agreements. Facebook intends to begin testing the new feature in a new format in the next several months, according to two people with knowledge of the discussion. The initial partners are expected to be the New York Times, BuzzFeed, and National Geographic, although others may be added once since discussions are continuing. The Times and Facebook are moving closer to a firm deal, one person said. To make the proposal more appealing to publishers, Facebook has disclosed ways of publishers to make money from advertising that would run alongside the content. Facebook has said publicly that it wants to make the experience of consuming content online more seamless. News articles or Facebook are currently linked to the publisher's own website and open a link browser, typically taking about 8 seconds to load. Facebook thinks that this is too much time, especially on a mobile device, and that when it comes to catching the roving eyeballs of readers, milliseconds matter. In addition to hosting content directly on Facebook, the company is talking with publishers about other technical ways to hasten delivery of their articles. Even marginal increases in the speed of a site, said Edward Kim, chief executive of the analytics and distribution company SimpleReach, generally means big increases in user satisfaction and traffic. So it is likely, he said, that Facebook's plan focuses on those small improvements rather than getting money from deals with big media companies. Quote, but there are a lot of implications for publishers, he added. It really comes down to how Facebook structures this and how they are ensure this is a win on both sides. The issue is also pressing, he said, because some media companies have seen a drop in traffic from Facebook that could be attributed to the company's prioritizing of video, a much more lucrative medium of ad sales. Video has become increasingly popular with Facebook users and advertisers, and at its developer conference that begins on Wednesday, the company is expected to introduce expanded tools to place video ads inside non-Facebook applications. Like Facebook, media companies also want improved user experiences. Still, they are treading carefully. While BuzzFeed has an overt policy of spreading its content outside of its own site, The Times uses a subscription model that provides a growing portion of the company's revenue. It would have to weigh the benefits of reaching Facebook's users and the ad revenue that comes with them against the prospect of giving away its content and losing the clicks on its own site that would instead stay with Facebook. Some news organizations may react coolly to the proposal. Several employees of The Guardian, for example, have informally suggested to colleagues at their other publications that publishers should band together to negotiate deals that work for the whole industry and should retain control of their advertising, whether content is hosted on Facebook or not, a person with knowledge of that discussion said. Representatives for The Times and BuzzFeed declined to comment on Monday. The Guardian and National Geographic did not immediately respond to questions about talks with Facebook. The Huffington Post and the business and economics website Quartz were also approached. Both also declined to discuss their involvement. Facebook declined to comment on its specific discussions with publishers, but the company noted that it had provided features to help publishers get better traction on Facebook, including tools unveiled in December that let them target their articles to specific groups of Facebook users, such as young women living in New York who like to travel. All right, so looks like we might have some changes going on at Facebook. And yeah, it's Facebook is becoming the source, but maybe we're having a paradigm shift. Maybe we're going to be going to a one-stop feed, and it's going to be more of a portal-type situation. I mean, that's what we had years ago, the portal, right, where you see the content all laid out on one page. For instance, every morning I log on to my Yahoo.com, and I have articles about all different things that I look forward to with the five top headlines, and so I go and read them. Perhaps Facebook is looking to be a portal-like information source. We'll see. It is 10:55. I'll just leave you with this, that most Americans aren't protecting themselves against surveillance, says Adam Clark Esters on Gizmodo. And he says that as we inch up on 2-year anniversary of the Snowden leak, yeah, that was 2 years ago already, it is important to think about how the earth-shattering revelations about America's intelligence gathering have affected Americans. We're all using Tor and DuckDuckGo and PGP and protecting ourselves against surveillance now, right? No, we're not. And that's basically the crux of this article, that a lot of us are resigning to the fact that the NSA and the government is going to somehow get our information. But what you really need to do is start reading in up and learning about the products that will help you avoid being surveyed by the government. And I've talked about a number of those on my show in the past. It's 10:56, time for me to move on out of here. My the team of Some Things About Money is coming in. The wings, do not fear technology. Use it, understand it, embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we've imparted some of that mission onto you. I'll be back again next Tuesday, same time, same place. Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Taylor. France's president says no one is likely to have survived today's plane crash in the southern French Alps.
There were 148 people on board.
The
conditions of the accident, the reasons for which have not yet been verified, indicate that there have been no survivors.
President François Hollande, through an interpreter, says he expects a significant number of German victims. He said the location of the crash, thousands of feet up in the Alps, will be particularly hard to access. The Airbus A320 was headed to Dusseldorf from Barcelona when it went down with at least 148 people on board. Ted Cruz's presidential campaign is underway and on the air. Cruz said on NBC's Today Show he needs a broad base of support for this run. Cruz announced his candidacy Monday at Virginia's Liberty University. Cruz plans to continue a fundraising tour this week through New York City. President Obama is meeting with Afghanistan's new president Ashraf Ghani at the White House today. Obama is expected to assure Ghani that the U.S. wants a strong and enduring partnership with Afghanistan. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, my name is Don Azzleton, and I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobil Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine. Wait, it's next Thursday. Garbage day is next Thursday. Mobil Super, for a long engine life.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. Ugh, do you have stuff to clean this disaster of a break room?
Sure, Staples has wipes, paper towels, sprays, sponges, all at a low price.
How about these floors?
Disinfectant cleaners, mops, bucket with side press ringers, and yellow wet floor signs.
Anyone know how long it takes to reheat cod?
We also have air fresheners.
I'll take a case of those.
Make on budget happen, make cleaning up happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get Scott 12-pack paper towels for just $7.99.
Offer valid on SKU 300469, in store and online, and $3.28 while supplies last. See store, staples.com, for details.
It's Diabetes Alert Day today, and Dr. David Moraro says small changes can have a big impact on your risk.
We now know from very good research that if you lose 7% of your starting body weight, for a person, for example, of 200 pounds, that would be about 15 pounds, you can reduce that risk significantly.
The American Diabetes Association uses today to challenge all Americans to take a diabetes risk test, which can tell if you're at risk for developing type 2 diabetes. An estimated 30 million people in the U.S. have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Another 86 million have prediabetes or high blood pressure levels. Experts say the most at risk developing diabetes are overweight, sedentary, and over the age of 45. Dr. David Moraro with the American Diabetes Association says type 2 diabetes cannot be overlooked.
There is a significant and growing prevalence of type 2 diabetes in the United States, and that people need to find out if they are in fact at risk for developing this disease.
This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a new job last year? Or did you not get a new job because on the way to the interview you remembered you're terrible at interviews, so you hired a guy off the internet to do the interview for you and didn't really think it through because he got the job and is now very happy in his new position? Huh. No matter what